Psalm 25, which Pat's speaking on later. Psalm 25 of David. In you, Lord my God, I put my trust. I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Saviour, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful toward those who keep the demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, although it is great. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. They will spend their days in prosperity, and their descendants will inherit the land. The Lord confides in those who fear him. He makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever on the Lord, for only he will release my feet from the snare. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you.
When Andy asked me to speak on this song, I looked at it and I thought, goodness me, that's not an easy one. but what I'm going to bring this morning is not something deep theological, it is more an exhortation, as David wrote there. And to give it a title, I've called it Dependency Upon a Faithful God. As you read through that, those scriptures, you see how David was so dependent upon his God. And truly, how dependent we are upon our God. It's a beautiful psalm when you look at it and you break it down. And the trust in God, in a God who never fails his children. We see that David, at this point in his life, he encounters a difficult journey, yet one which can be pursued with the Lord's guidance. Does this sound familiar to us this morning? I think so. From his dealings with the enemy, David has learnt the secret of prayer and the joy of answered prayer. I think we can all just relate to that, can't we? The joy of answered prayer. His dependency, we see, is on a faithful God, the one who guides and delivers. Trust this morning, friends, that this is our testimony as well. That God is guiding us, delivers in our times of need. As we read in Isaiah at the beginning of the service, it said, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust in him and not be afraid. I will trust and not be afraid." That's quite hard, isn't it, for us to trust when we've got difficulties, to trust and not be afraid. But David did it. It's written in God's word, and it's there for each one of us to take on board. The commentary, when I turn to the commentary to have a look at it, what it said, this psalm is a prayer calling for deliverance from distress, from illness, from slander, from all his foes. Remember, there were so many who wanted David dead. They wanted him out of the way. But here, David is trusting his God. Why? By prayer. Whatever the problems that David had, he knew who he could turn to. He knew the one who would hear him and answer his prayers. I wonder this morning, when we have problems, do we turn to the Lord? I hope so. You see that every human emotional need that David had, he learned how to unburden his heart by sincerely calling out to his God. He put his trust in the Lord. I hope we can say the same when hard times come, friends. Can we turn to the Lord? Or do we try to sort problems out ourselves? How many of us try to sort a problem out ourselves? God hears and answers prayer. And I believe that first and foremost, we should turn to him. He knows, he sees, he hears, and he answers prayer. What a wonderful Saviour we have this morning. Friends, do we confide in God? Can we make certain that our thoughts do not outwit our hearts' burdens? As Christians, we know there is always a learning curve, isn't there, to answer prayer. How do we trust? How much do we trust God to hear and answer our prayers? I hope we can sincerely trust him. You know, David put his trust in the Lord. Friends, you know, when hard times come, do we turn to him? It's a challenge, isn't it? As I said, it's a learning curve for each one of us. And we're human. David was human. But he learnt the secret of prayer. As human beings, you know, we think that we can sort things out sometimes. But why not? Instead of taking that burden, why not take that burden to the Lord and leave it with him? Talking about answered prayer, and some of you will know that our granddaughter is in Indonesia, and she's only 18, but I just want to say how human I am. She had to travel out there alone, and she had to spend 9 hours in Singapore airport. Well, what did Grandma think? I was a bit of a nervous wreck, and I had because although I prayed, I still took that burden, I still worried about her. And I was thinking, you know, if somebody sees a young girl sitting on her own for 9 hours, what's going to happen? See, my faith and my trust wasn't totally in the Lord. I was taking that burden on myself. And at one point I said to her, do you mind if Grandma comes to Singapore with you? I said, I will sit with you for the 9 hours and then I'll come back home. She said, Grandma, I think I can manage. This is an 18-year-old. They're quite grown up these days, aren't they? But, you know, again, when she reached Indonesia, it just took me, you know, I just had to go before the Lord. And I had to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Because I didn't put my full trust in my prayers. I didn't trust you to totally answer my prayers and keep her safe. That, for me, was a big lesson. You know, I think this morning we get caught up with things. The way the world's going, the way the enemy is moving around, we get caught up and we start thinking humanly. Friends, this morning, let's put our trust, total trust, in the living God. You know, years ago, we used to sing a chorus. Unto thee will I cry, Shepherd, hear my prayer. Poor and needy am I, Shepherd, hear my prayer. Deep is calling unto deep, rugged are the heights and steep. Guide my steps and keep, Shepherd, hear my prayer. This chorus, when I looked it up, it was inspired by the Psalms, especially David's Psalms and David's writings, when we see that he was crying out to God, when his foes was after his life, when he had these major problems. He was calling out, and he was saying, crying out, Shepherd, hear my prayer. Isn't that a lesson for each one of us this morning? That we say, Lord, hear our prayers, answer our prayers. And we know that he's always got a listening ear. We remember, you know, that David was a king. He was King David in those times. He was a king with many problems. How human he was. But yet, although a king, a respected king by many, he knew he had to come in humility before his God and pray. He wasn't a king who just sat on his throne and lorded it over people. He was a man who knew his God and he knew where to go with his problems. In verse 9 of that scripture we read, he guards the humble and teaches them his ways. He guards the humble. Friends, let's stay humble in our walk with the Lord. Here David, we see that he's expressing his confidence in a mighty God. Out of God's consistent love, friends, he never stops caring for those who sincerely seek him. We seek him for salvation. We seek him for healing. We seek him when we're oppressed. Whatever our needs are, let us put Jesus first. Let us come before him and let him hear an answer. We say what a joy it is when we've got answers to prayer. And like myself, when Petra landed in Indonesia, wow, what a joy that was. What a joy to know that the Lord had taken her there safely. In verse 4 it says, David, he shouted out, "Show me your way, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth, for you are my God, you are my Saviour." Friends, can we say that this morning? Lord, show me your way and teach me. Teach me from your word. Guide me by the power of the Holy Spirit. For my hope is in you all day long. What a prayer David came up with. This shows his dependency upon his God and our dependency upon a loving, faithful God. The one who hears our every call, the one who rescues us, and who continues to do so throughout our life if we put our trust in him. I'm reminded of a scripture in Micah which says, "What does the Lord require of you but to act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God?" When I was reading that scripture, I thought, I wonder if he'd read Psalm and he'd read what David was saying about walking humbly with God. But this is what the Lord requires of us, friends: to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. I see this morning, it's fundamental to our faith. Whatever our circumstances are, walking humbly with a mighty God is what the Lord requires of us. It's paramount in life. In Hebrews 11, 5 and 6, it quotes, "Without faith, it is impossible to please God. But with faith..." Anybody can repeat that? "Without faith it is impossible to please God. But with faith we can see mountains move." I can see June. We can see God even when we're at our lowest and we're desperate. He can move that mountain if only we come before him sincerely. We see how much the Lord confides in those who fear him. How he takes them into his confidence. The commentary writes, "As one who trusts a friend." Can I say at this point, friends, that the Lord has also given us friends who we know we can confide in. You know, when the pressure is on, it is always good to share a burden with that one person you know who will keep and pray with you and pray you through it. But let's not forget, first and foremost, we come before the Lord with our problems, with things that we need sorting out. The Lord has given us each other in this fellowship to serve each other, to worship together, to pray together. I wonder how often we do get together and pray together. I think, you know, we fall short sometimes in not praying together, because that's where the strength is, in prayer. So let's not be slow in asking for prayer. Sometimes we come in, we've got pain, we've got problems, whatever, and we go out the same. Why not ask for prayer? You know, I think we all need each other. The Lord has brought us together. So when one is in need, when one is needing prayer, when one is needing healing touch, let us get together. Let us pray. Friends, don't walk out the same as you came in. Let us get together and let us pray for each other. You know, it is that strengthens the body of Christ. So, you know, it's just something that I was thinking about recently. A question for you. Does God bring change in our lives when we pray? Yes? No? Well, I think once we have learned to trust him implicitly, Psalm 116, 1 and 2 says, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. He turned his ear to me, and I will call on him as long as I live. Does that change you? Does that change you worrying, carrying your burdens? That we call upon the Lord, we bring these things to him independently and collectively. And yes, I would say this morning that praying together will change things. It did for David, because as we read David's Psalms, we see how he delighted in his God through answered prayer. I believe categorically, friends, the answer is yes, God changes us. You know, burdens are lifted when, like David, we pray, when we trust God to hear an answer. Let us stop doubting. And I'm speaking to myself here. Let us stop doubting, but trust, a firm trust in a God who is well able to do more than we can ask or think. This week we've been up in Yorkshire, and on the way up we stopped off at a service station, and a car just next to us, I read a sticker which he had in his back window, and it said, God is my lifeline. I thought, yes, God is my lifeline. And I thought, how many people will have read that? What a challenge it is for people that God can be their lifeline as well. But for us this morning, you know, we can say, God, you are my lifeline. You are the one I trust. You are the one who will lead and guide me. We know that so many of the Psalms speak about God's unfailing love. In 25 and verse 15, David says, my eyes are ever on the Lord, for he releases my foot from the snare. from problems which arise in life. How great is our God. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to Him in prayer. Our lifeline, the Lord Himself. Then we looked at the last few verses, 16 to 22, they speak of salvation, healing, and protection. David cries, "Turn to me, Lord, and be gracious, for I am lonely, afflicted. The troubles of my heart have multiplied. Look on my distress and take away my sin." Wow, what a prayer. What a prayer. Take away my sins. Take away my afflictions. A real cry of the heart for healing from sin and sickness. David knew how to confide in his God. He knew that he could not stand or sit as King David. He could not rule as King David without his prayer life, without that lifeline, without God. Friends, as we travel through life, let us make sure that the Lord is our lifeline. And the closing words of David, he says, "Guard my life and rescue me. Let me not be put to shame, for I take refuge in you." Again we see the word dependency, David's dependency upon his God. "I take refuge in you." Friends, if we say that, we are showing that we are totally dependent upon our God. This is both David's prayer and it can be ours. It says, "For his protection," he said, "may integrity and the brightness protect me. My hope is in you, O Lord." This prayer is that God would enable him to live a life of unmarred moral and spiritual rectitude. God's word, our pattern for living. We are seeing answers to prayer